Moscow has raised the possibility of military intervention in Ukraine as pro-Russian militants entrench their hold over the country's east. The Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has compared the crisis in Ukraine to the circumstances that led to the war it fought with Georgia in 2008, and a video has emerged of a local official arguing with pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine days before his tortured corpse was found. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
The American Vice President Joe Biden was in Kiev on Tuesday, and Russia's foreign minister thinks it's no coincidence that the Ukrainians chose that day to announce a resumption of their offensive against what they call the terrorists in a number of eastern Ukrainian cities.
Well, it's quite telling that they chose the moment of Vice President of the United States visit, so I don't have any reasons not to believe that the Americans are running the show in a very close way.
In an interview with state television, Sergei Lavrov also appeared to suggest that Russia could go to war over Ukraine, as it did with Georgia over the breakaway region of South Ossetia in 2008.
If our interests, the interests of Russians, have been attacked directly, like they were in South Ossetia, for example, I don't see any other way but to respond in full accordance with international law.
Mr. Lavrov didn't spell out what action would be taken, but the threat of war was clear, a scenario the international community has feared from the outset of this protracted crisis. And on the ground, what first looked like brinkmanship increasingly resembles war games. The Russian military is carrying out extensive exercises close to the Ukrainian border. This Russian officer says no expense has been spared.
All of this hardware is new. The objective for this military hardware is to destroy high-speed targets over water, ships of any kind, as well as targets on land. There is nothing like it in the world at the moment.
NATO is carrying out its own military exercises in the Baltic Sea.
Up to battle stations, man your post.
And a contingent of US troops has arrived in Poland for infantry exercises in the region, also a direct response to the situation in Ukraine. In eastern Ukraine, a video has emerged of a local official in violent scuffles with militants, apparently over his demand that a Russian flag be taken down. Days later, his tortured body turned up in a river.
My name is Yelena Arbakh. I'm the wife of the murdered Vladimir Arbakh. 4 hours ago, the identification of his body took place. I've identified him. Of course, it was a brutal murder. The body was disfigured. It has a lot of deep wounds.
The dead man's widow says one of the men who was with her husband in the scuffle with militants has fled. The fate of the others, she says, is uncertain. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.